Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police in Bhubaneswar, Odisha today and tomorrow. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the three-day conference yesterday. The conference is being held to provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. The meeting focuses on critical components of national security, including counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, new criminal laws and narcotics, among others. The President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service will also be awarded during the conference. Prime Minister Modi reached Bhubaneswar last evening on a three-day visit to Odisha. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. The minister will visit the bullet train track slab manufacturing facility at KIM in Surat. Mr. Vaishnaw will also visit Placer India factory in Vadodara. Later in the day, the minister is scheduled to attend the second convocation of Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya in Vadodara. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also be present on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that a total of 239 students from various streams will be awarded degrees during the convocation ceremony. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank, or ADB, have signed a $98 million loan agreement to improve horticulture farmers' access to certified disease-free planting materials. This will enhance crop yield, quality and resilience to climate impacts. The loan agreement for the Building India's Clean Plant Program was signed by Joint Secretary in the Department of Economic Affairs, Juhi Mukherjee, and Officer in Charge of ADB's India Resident Mission, Kai Wei Yeo. Speaking on the occasion, Ms. Mukherjee said the ADB funding will promote plant health, crucial for improving farmers' productivity. According to the Finance Ministry, the project supports the Atmanirbhar Clean Plant Program, or CPP, which strengthens plant health management. The project will also help farmers in adapting to climate change by addressing the impact of rising temperatures on pests and diseases. The government has said approximately 7.43 crore beneficiaries have been registered under the Universal Immunization Program, UIP. This program provides life-saving vaccines to pregnant women and children from birth to 16 years for 12 vaccine-preventable diseases. In a written reply in Lok Sabha yesterday, Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, stated that 1.26 crore vaccination sessions have been held and nearly 27.77 crore vaccine doses have been administered as recorded on the portal. Cyclonic storm Fenjil is likely to make a landfall between Karaikal and Mahabalipuram near Puducherry this afternoon, with wind speed gusting up to 90 kilometers per hour. The deep depression over the southwest Bay of Bengal intensified into a cyclonic storm yesterday. The storm is likely to bring heavy rainfall and strong winds to the region. The Puducherry administration is on high alert to meet any eventuality in view of the cyclone. Extensive disaster management measures have been implemented across the Union Territory. In Syria, rebel forces say they have entered the country's second-largest city, Aleppo, in the biggest offensive against the government in years. Video posted on a channel affiliated with the Islamist militant group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, appears to show their fighters in vehicles inside the city. This is the first time rebels fighting the forces of President Bashar al-Assad have reached Aleppo since being forced out by the army in 2016. Government forces, meanwhile, have said that they have regained positions in a number of towns in Aleppo and Idlib provinces following an offensive launched by HTS and allied factions on Wednesday. In Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in their opening Group A match at Dubai this morning. The match will begin at 10:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Mohammad Aman, led men in blue, will look to kickstart the campaign with a win. India, Pakistan, UAE and Japan are in Group A, while Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Afghanistan and Nepal are competing in Group B. And the International Cricket Council ICC board members held a meeting yesterday over the issue related to the Champions Trophy 2025 edition. Media reports said in a virtual meeting, ICC board members aligned with BCCI's firm stance of not travelling to Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.